Informed, not inflamed. Healthcare.
Medical cost sharing requires a mind shift. It is not health insurance. It is a community of people coming together to share their medical bills. But it works. I am a member, and I drop my monthly costs compared to health insurance by about $500 a month. It's not called a premium because it's not insurance. We call it a monthly share, as Dale Bellis, the executive director of Liberty HealthShare, explains.
Well, we participate together in community and basically have what we refer to as a mutual share. So just think of a large body of individuals who turn in medical expenses, and we just simply spread the cost over the multiple thousands of households. And so we have a mutual share. We call it a suggested monthly share amount. And it is low cost for certain when compared to the rest of the world. And our most comprehensive plan and program for cost sharing is $449 for a family. So when you compare that with the Affordable Care Act kind of programs of $1,500 sometimes and more, it's really shockingly affordable.
Here's the other difference from health insurance. My deductible with insurance was $6,500 a year. With Liberty HealthShare, I pay what we call an unshared amount, similar to a deductible, that is only $1,000 a year. So if you do the math, if either my wife or me had a medical incident, with insurance, we will be paying up to $16,000 up front before health insurance would even kick in. With Liberty HealthShare, I would only pay $4,600 up front before my medical bills are taken care of. And with my program at Liberty HealthShare, my bills are shared by members up to $1 million per incident. It is allowable under the Affordable Care Act, so you will avoid fines and penalties. But remember, it is not insurance. You are a self-pay patient, having faith in a community of people. So it might not be for everyone. For more information or to enroll, call this number, 888-616-9443. Also, catch some of my other interviews with Dale Bellis right here. Stay informed, not inflamed.
For more on John Daly, go to informednotinflamed.com.